Viola Desmond. Viola Desmond was a civil rights pioneer who was only recently recognized and honored in Canada. She was born and raised in a large interracial family in Halifax, Nova Scotia. As a young entrepreneur, Desmond overcame racial inequalities and gender barriers and became a successful businesswoman. She opened a salon and a school that specialized in beauty for Black women. On November 8, 1946, Viola Desmond's car broke down on her way to a business meeting. Her vehicle needed repairs, so she checked into a hotel in New Glasgow, Nova Scotia. To kill some time, Desmond went to the Roseland Theatre to watch a movie. This small-town theatre was segregated at the time. There was an implicit rule that whites sat on the main floor and blacks sat in the balcony. Desmond wanted to sit where she could see best, however, so she asked for a ticket in the main area. The cashier sold her a balcony ticket instead. It was a penny cheaper. When Desmond refused to move out of the whites-only area, the manager called the police. The police dragged Viola Desmond out of the Roseland Theatre, injuring her hip and knee in the process. They took her to jail, where she spent the night. The next day, she went to court without a lawyer. The judge charged her with defrauding the government and fined her $26. Desmond received community support and fought the charges, but her case never made it to trial. Decades later, Viola Desmond's sister Wanda spoke up about this racial injustice. In 2010, 45 years after her death, Viola Desmond finally received an apology and a pardon from the province of Nova Scotia. In 2018, she was featured on Canada's $10 banknote, along with a historic map of Halifax and the Canadian Museum for Human Rights.